soon after has a revelation, reinvents his life.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I am so excited. We have Dr. Jennifer Weberman back with us after way too long a maternity leave of about 3 weeks or 4 weeks. I don't know how long it was. Obviously not that long, but she needed what time she needed. She is now the proud mother of a beautiful baby girl, Serena Sky. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
It's so good to be back. I missed you so much.
Well, we missed you a lot. I need to alert my listeners to the fact that baby Serena is right there, right next to Dr. Jennifer, and if she needs Dr. Jennifer's attention, I will have to vamp until Dr. Jennifer can come back. Tell us what's been going on. Tell us about the kind of support you've been getting from your family and friends and how you now feel post having a baby and your thoughts about being a new parent and all of that in 10 words or less.
Impossible. It's been...
How about 140 characters or less?
I think I'd have to do multiple tweets to cover how I've been feeling since she's been born. It's been one of the most amazing and transformative experiences I can imagine ever having. And it's been a roller coaster. And, you know, I love her, and we're so connected. And it's also really hard physically and emotionally. It's so rewarding. It's just been everything all at once. So much anxiety and fear and love and excitement and awe, and I can't even imagine any more emotions I could feel at one time in one day.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
That's all it's been.
Two little practical questions. How much does she weigh now?
You know, we haven't had her weighed in 2 weeks because once she started gaining, the pediatricians felt comfortable not bringing her in to weigh anymore. But I'm going to guess about 9 pounds at this point. She's 5 weeks old.
Okay.
She eats like her mommy. She's got a voracious appetite. And she's just so healthy, and I'm feeling very blessed about that.
And sleeping. How's the sleeping going?
She can go about 2.5 hours in between feedings. And it takes about an hour to feed her, change her, and settle her back down to sleep. So that gives me an hour and a half to take a nap.
Wait. Doesn't Jason take a shift?
You know, it's interesting. Jason has been here a lot, but I am staying with my parents. We just moved into a new house, and Jason's at the house doing the painting and the construction and the unpacking. So he comes here to visit and does, you know, the night shift sometimes. But the faster he gets it done in the house, the faster I can move her in. And we can be a family again.
All right. So he's holding up his end.
God, yes.
Yeah, he's
a superstar.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad. Now, you mentioned on break that there were just things you learned, and it's always amazing. Even you, as a therapist, have dealt with issues of parenthood and families for your entire career, and yet it sounds like you've been stunned at some of the things that you've learned and experienced.
Yeah.
So please share.
I've learned how to support a new parent. And I've learned that through watching how my friends and my family have supported us.
I assume there's good and bad to that.
Well, yeah, and there's definitely a difference in how my friends who have children support me during this time versus my friends who don't have children and haven't lived it, haven't experienced it, have a different kind of take on it. But the people who have children, when they come to visit her, number one, they bring food. Which is amazing because sometimes I don't eat because I can't figure out how to squeeze it in. When I get that hour and a half break that she's sleeping, I have a choice. I can shower, I can eat, I can sleep, I can make a phone call, but I can only do one or two things. So sometimes eating gets put on the back burner. And when people come to visit, they bring bagels, they bring soup, they bring sandwiches, and sometimes that's the only thing I'm eating. So that's amazing. Whereas I think I haven't thought about this. I think maybe I would have been okay with someone serving me food when I went to go visit them, not even thinking that that's extra work and effort for them, that I should be bringing the food when I go visit. So that was a huge thing. Also, they'll say, okay, I'll hold your baby. You go do what you need to do. Do you need to go to the bathroom? Maybe you haven't, you know, gone to the bathroom in about 5 or 6 hours because you can't figure out how to do that and hold her at the same time. Or maybe you need to eat something, or maybe you just need to go take a nap. Some of my friends come over and hold her, and I go take a nap. And that's so amazing. And I wouldn't have thought of that if I wasn't a new parent.
So that brings up a question to me, which is, of those friends that are doing the things you just described, have you noticed a gender difference in what they do?
I definitely think there have been some fathers who've been super helpful in doing a feeding shift so I can go take a nap. But I think the majority of my friends at this point in my life are female. And so that's most of the people who've been coming to visit. And they're very tuned in to the new mommy experience.
Because I would think, not to disparage men, but some of those things a guy just wouldn't even think of. Like bringing food. Of course, a father would say, "Hey, darling, you want me to hold your baby while you go, you know, go to the bathroom." I think that's not gender, but some of the other stuff, men just are clueless. Even dads, and I think of myself as a pretty good dad, and I can tell you from some recent experience, I feel very clueless about, you know, being aware of some things going on in my older son's life. So I don't know if men are as just intuitively attuned as women are.
My brother, when he came to visit, he was here for a week, and Serena was about 2 weeks old, and he was so tuned in to what a new parent needs, because he's a very hands-on parent, and he was doing the 7 a.m. feeding so that I could sleep a little bit longer, and he was just doing a lot of hands-on stuff. But I think what I've noticed is that Jason isn't getting as much support as I am. I get a lot of compassion, and Jason sometimes gets a lot of, "I hope you're doing your share." And he's very offended by that because, of course,
I don't blame him. I don't blame him. Oh, God, that's so typical.
Yes.
It's so typical to just assume that the guy is not doing his job.
And he needs a lecture.
And doesn't need any of the things that you're getting.
Exactly. And I think he needs more of it because even though I'm sort of sleep deprived and I'm doing my thing here, my focus is on one thing. His focus needs to be on multiple things. Taking care of me, because I had surgery. Taking care of her, taking care of the house, taking care of his business, because he's not taking a paternity leave like I'm taking my maternity leave. So his focus is in five or six directions at once. I think this experience in some ways is harder on him than it is on me. So I think, you know, fathers need a lot of support during this time.
That's really wonderful of you to say that. Speaking of the surgery thing, are you doing okay as far as pain and recovery?
Yes. You know, it's been 5 weeks, and they say 6 to 8 to start feeling, you know, like your old self again, and that's very true. I still have limitations. I can't exercise or lift heavy things. But, you know, living here with my parents for the past few weeks has really helped with that because they've been able to help me with things when I wasn't feeling well. And every week I get stronger.
Also, let's not forget that you were in shape, you were healthy, you weren't overweight to begin with. All those things make a big difference in recovery.
Yeah, and I think that having a C-section has made me more aware of how different that experience is than a vaginal birth. I have nothing to compare it to, but I've spoken to a lot of people, and they say, you know, sometimes people forget that it's a major surgery. It's not just two different ways to have a baby. It's a major surgery, and it really takes its toll on your body, and it's a completely different kind of recovery. And so now I know if I have a friend or a family member who has a C-section, I'm going to be much more tuned in to the fact that they need more physical help in the beginning.
I've heard that it is a very, very painful recovery. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, it's definitely not pleasant, but at the same time, I've heard lots of horrible stories about vaginal deliveries that were equally or more painful. So I don't know. I have nothing to compare it with, but it was definitely a challenge.
The difference, I think, is that the C-section recovery is a longer one. I mean, unless you have a 2 or 3 or 4 day birth process, at least once you've finally given birth, it's over. Whereas the C-section recovery, as you said, is a 6 to 8 week minimum.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's much longer. And there are things that you're going to have trouble doing to take care of the baby in the beginning because of
surgery. Yeah, like lifting.
Yeah, like sitting up and feeding.
Yeah, lifting,
even burping
anything.
Was really hard.
Yeah, very, very hard. So that's why you need the help of family, which you're blessed with, so that you could be already seated and they could put the baby on your shoulder for a burp, where you don't have to pick her up and do that.
Exactly.
And
this has also given me such I had a high respect for single parents before this, but it's gone to another level because Serena's got two parents and she's got a set of grandparents in the house plus a lot of visitors, and it's still a challenge, and I can't imagine doing this.
Have you seen Dr. Liz yet?
Yes, she came to visit the other day, and of course, she brought food.
Ah, good. Have you listened to her segments?
Oh, yes, I did.
She's pretty good. You better watch out. You better not
She's
stay away
awesome.
Too much long. Longer.
Would I have sent someone not good enough your way? I mean, she's just phenomenal.
No, no worries at all, as you know. So, any other final thoughts before we have to say goodbye for the moment?
Oh my gosh, just knowing that I am totally, absolutely in love with this little angel who's now asleep in my arms. And I'm so grateful that she let me talk to you for as long as she did.
Look at that. We were concerned and it worked out.
It was so perfect. It might even have lulled her to sleep. And just know that I miss you. I miss our conversations. I miss Dad Chat. And I'm looking forward to being back.
All right. Well, we miss you too. A shout out to Jason for doing a yeoman's job, taking care of everything else. We really love and respect you too, Jason. Serena, I look forward to meeting you someday. And Dr. J, you just take care, and I hope to talk to you next week.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye. We'll be back for some closing remarks after these messages. Accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.